Gregson from Corporate Eye, and we're interviewing Ben Evers from Sainsbury's today. So, Ben, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, hi there, I'm Ben Evers. I head up corporate responsibility for Sainsbury's. And yeah, generally, we have a values-driven approach to corporate responsibility at Sainsbury's. We've been doing it for 141 years, so very sort of ingrained from when we started off as a business.
You look very well for 141 years.
Thank you so much. and we split it down into five. So we have five company values. Best for food and health, which is our first one. We're primarily a food retailer, so that's one of the starting point where we'll start from. Then sourcing with integrity. We take products from all over the world, and we want to do that responsibly. So sourcing with integrity is our second one. And because we take them from all over the world, we have respect for our environment as well. So that's our third corporate value. And we operate throughout the UK, and we want to be actually at the heart of the communities in which we operate. So we want to make a positive difference to the community. It's our fourth value. And none of that would be at all worth it, or we wouldn't have a business if it wasn't for all our colleagues. And that's why we try and make Sainsbury's a great place to work. So that's our story of our company values, and they're the five company values we split.
Okay, so moving on from that, what do you think are the key challenges for supermarkets, for the messages that they've, whether it's cynicism from the public or whatever, what are the key things, challenges that you face in getting your message over?
I think it's the sheer breadth of the issues that we touch. So, be it from the amount of salt and sugar that's in our products through to the treatment of British farmers or farmers from overseas, through to carbon footprint of our stores and through to the effects that we're having on the high street. There's so many issues out there. There's so many opportunities out there as well. And it's really how you communicate when you have over 250, 300 touch points on what traditionally is sustainability. So it's that breadth one. I think the other point is around actually how you communicate that. And certainly in store, we know that a lot of people, and I'm very guilty of this, but sort of sleep shop. So you will come in, you know exactly what you want, you'll just make a beeline for that in the store, you will do your shop, and you're not really on receptive for messages mode. So it's sometimes in our stores it's hard to get that balance of trying to get across values driven messages.
So then if you look at, say, the online space versus offline, then how do you value those two media and prioritise them in terms of which one you use most, which ones you commit the most resource to, budget to, and how is that changing? What do you see there?
What, for the delivery of CR messages?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we commit the most resources to what we put out there in our store estate, to be quite honest, just from the sheer breadth of estate that we have out there. So we have brand walls in each of our stores. That's four or five sort of big-ish signs in the store, and then also on pack and other areas. So generally, the customer will see it through their visit around the store. That doesn't tell all the story, as you know. So the main bulk of our storytelling on corporate responsibility and our approach and our targets and our progress against those targets are born out online, and that's really where we invest that money and to tell that story there.
Mm-hmm. And is that, what's the trend on that? Is it getting more important, or are you?
It is, yeah. We are, I think, as we've made it more interactive, we're certainly seeing an uplift in visitors. As we've sort of gone back from a traditional corporate responsibility report, we're seeing more traffic to the website as well. So, yeah, I think we are. They are sort of exploring a little bit more around the site, but generally I think where we are getting good coverage is when they're going and looking at the more interactive points. So the case studies, the videos that we have on the websites, hearing from our leaders and actually understanding their levels of commitment really helps. So, and I think they're the ones that are really customers and broader stakeholders who use our website really like.